Welcome in. Today we're programming Ghost Notes from Scratch in Ableton Live, beginner-friendly, but with that late-night pirate radio energy. You know the vibe. The beat feels like it's rolling forward, urgent, a little illegal, like someone's rinsing it through a crusty transmitter at 2 a.m. That sense of motion is often not about adding more main hits, it's about the quiet in-between hits. That's Ghost Notes. By the end of this, you'll take a stiff two-step drum and turn it into a shuffly, driving groove using three big tools: placement, velocity, and micro-timing. We'll also do a simple drum bus chain so it hits with some broadcast grit without turning into mush. All right. Open Ableton Live. Step 0. Quick clean setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 174 zone is perfect for drum and bass, but we'll sit at 172. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. Use stock if you want. Now grab a few samples. A tight DNB kick with a short tail. A main snare that's crisp but has some body. A second snare for ghosts. Ideally a rimshot, tighter snare, or short clap layer. Something that doesn't have a big low-end hump. A closed hat, short and crisp. An open hat, slightly longer and bright. Optional, but nice. A ride tick or a little percussion hit, like a woodblock or foley click, for character. One key workflow tip: put your main snare and your ghost snare on different drum rack pads. That way later, you can EQ and shape the ghosts separately. That's going to keep your groove clean. Now step 1. Build the backbone. The boring part on purpose. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack and loop it. Set your grid to 16th notes to start. Place your main snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's bar.beat.16th language, that's 1.2 and 1.4. Now put a kick on 1.1 and a second kick on 1.3. Don't overthink it yet. We want something basic and rigid, because that's how you'll actually hear what the ghost notes do. Loop that bar. Listen. It should feel functional, but kind of square. Perfect. Step 2. Ghost snares. This is the pirate urgency engine. Ghost snares are usually before the main snare, quieter, sometimes shorter, and sometimes just slightly off-grid so they pull you into the backbeat. Go to your ghost snare pad. Now place a ghost snare on 1.1.4. That's the 16th note right before beat 2. Then place another on 1.3.4, right before beat 4. So what you have now is main snares on 1.2 and 1.4, and little pickups right before each one. Now open the velocity lane. This is where ghost notes stop being extra notes and start being groove. Set the main snare velocity strong, somewhere like 110 up to 127. Then set the ghost snare velocities low, around 15 to 45. Start around 30. Here's your reality check. If you notice the ghost snare is a separate snare pattern, it's too loud. You should feel it more than you hear it. It's like a shadow of the main snare, not the main character. Optional, but very DNB. Add a tiny bit of chatter after the main snare. Put one more ghost note at about 1.2.2 or 1.2.3. So that's a 16th or 2 after the snare. Keep it very quiet, like 10 to 25 velocity. This creates that rolling snare conversation without turning into a machine gun. Teacher tip here: think call and response, not more hits. A good ghost note either answers a main hit or points toward it. If it doesn't change how the next loud hit feels, delete it. You're not decorating, you're steering the groove. Step 3. Ghost hats. This is the engine and the air. Hats carry momentum, and ghost hats create shuffle and speed without you needing to make things loud. Start simple. Put closed hats on every 8th note. In a 1-bar loop, that's 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2, 1.2.3, 1.3, 1.3.3, 1.4, 1.4.3. Now, velocity them like a drummer, not a printer. For the stronger hats, the ones that feel on the beat, try 60 to 90. For the in-between hats, pull them down to 20 to 55. Already, this will start moving. Now add a couple of 16th ghost hats, but sparingly. Try placing a quiet hat at 1.1.2 and 1.3.2. Velocity at around 10 to 35. And here's the hat rule that saves beginners fast. DNB hats are about intentional gaps. If you start getting that break in sound, delete half the extra hats. Bass is part of the groove. Sometimes the most powerful ghost note is the one you don't play. That brings us to a cheat code: negative ghosting. Instead of adding anything, remove one obvious hat right before the main snare. That tiny hole creates a suction effect, and the snare hits harder. It's instant urgency, and it keeps your loop from getting busy. Step 4. Micro-timing. Make it talk. Velocity is the first half of human feel. Timing is the second half. In the MIDI editor, turn the grid off, or go to a very small grid like 1/64. Now select your ghost snares and nudge them slightly late, around +5 to +15 milliseconds. Not a lot. We're not flam doubling, we're creating a pull into the snare. Then take a few ghost hats and nudge them slightly early, around -3 to -10 milliseconds. That combination is gold. Late ghost snares drag into the backbeat, early hats push the groove forward. Push and pull, that's the Pirate Radio live feeling. If you want an even easier way, use Ableton's Groove Pool. Open it, grab a swing 16 groove, and apply it lightly. Amount around 10 to 25%. Add just a touch of random, like 2 to 8%, so it breathes. Important, don't swing your main snare. Keep that backbeat solid. Let the hats and ghosts do the dancing. Quick coach note. Audition your groove at low volume. Turn your headphones or monitors down until the main snare is just comfortably audible. If the groove collapses when it's quiet, your ghosts weren't doing real work. If the groove still rolls at low volume, you've programmed motion, not just noise. Step 5. Control the ghosts with clean processing. Ghost notes need to be present but not messy, and beginners often skip the cleanup, then wonder why the loop feels cluttered. Inside the drum rack, go to the ghost snare chain and put devices directly on that chain. First, EQ8. High pass the ghost snare around 150 to 250 Hz. You're removing rumble and low end that doesn't belong in a ghost note. If it's too pokey, do a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz. Don't destroy it, just tame it. Second, drum bus. Use a small drive, like 2 to 8%. Keep boom off in most cases. Crunch at 0 to 10 if you want a little grain. Transients, keep controlled, maybe -5 to +5 depending on how sharp it is. Third, utility. Adjust the gain so the ghost snare tucks into the groove. Keep it centered. Ghost notes should not feel wide. They're support beams. Now a beginner-friendly mask check. Temporarily mute your main snare. Listen to the ghost snare pattern alone. If it suddenly sounds like an annoying full snare beat, your ghosts are too loud, too long, or too bright. Fix that with velocity first. Then shorten the sample, then EQ. And yes, you can sidechain ghosts to the main snare for extra separation. Put a compressor on the ghost snare chain, enable sidechain, and have the main snare trigger it. Ratio around 3 to 1. Fast attack like 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 40 to 90 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of reduction when the main snare hits. But if routing feels like a headache right now, skip it. Velocity and sample choice gets you most of the way there. Sound design extra that matters a lot. Make ghosts shorter. On the ghost snare pad, open simpler controls and shorten decay or release. You can even nudge the start point forward a tiny bit to shave off the thwack and keep just the texture. Short ghosts tuck under the main snare instead of fighting it. Step 6. Pirate Radio grit and glue on the drum bus. Group your drums or just process the drum rack as a bus. Add saturator first. Mode, analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. This gives density without needing more volume. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms. Release on auto or 0.1 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're just kissing it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. Then EQ 8. If things are harsh, do a tiny dip, like 1 to 3 dB, somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Optional low cut at 20 to 30 Hz to keep sub junk out. If you want extra broadcast haze without fizzy hats, do it in parallel. Create a return track with gentle saturator, then EQ 8 with a pretty high pass, and a very short reverb. Send tiny amounts of hats and ghosts. It'll feel like cramped room transmitter air, without turning your top end into white noise. For an even grimier moment, make an AM radio crush return. Band pass filter, a little overdrive or pedal, then utility to mono. Blend it quietly, and automate the send-up only during a fill or transition. That's your pirate rinse effect. Subtle is the word. Step 7. Arrangement. This is where ghost notes really shine. A 1-bar loop is a lab. A 16-bar loop is music. Try this structure. Bars 1 to 4, basic groove, fewer ghosts. Bars 5 to 8, add more hat motion, and maybe one extra ghost idea. Bars 9 to 12, pull back for a half bar sometimes. Drop hats briefly so the snare feels huge when it returns. Bars 13 to 16, build a small fill. Easy fill, in bar 16, do a short ghost snare roll on 16ths, but ramp the velocities like a hand motion. Start around 15 and climb to maybe 65, still below your main snare. That's a velocity ladder. It sounds intentional instantly, like a drummer's hand is moving toward a big hit. And here is a clean way to make it feel like a DJ is working the beat. Pick bar 8 or bar 16 and automate that radio crush return send just for that one bar. Surge, then reset. Classic D&B flow. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. If ghost notes are too loud, you'll hear them as their own pattern. Fix it with velocity first. If you have ghost notes everywhere, you'll lose contrast. Leave gaps. If all velocities are the same, it'll sound programmed. Use dynamics, like a quiet conversation. If you don't EQ small hits, you'll get boxiness and masking. And if you apply swing to everything, your main snare will feel drunk. Keep the backbeat stable. Now a 10-minute practice that will level you up fast. Take your 1-bar 2-step at 172. Add 2 ghost snares, pre-2 and pre-4. Then duplicate the clip 5 times and make 5 velocity personalities. One where both ghosts are the same velocity. One where the first ghost is quiet and the second is louder. One where the first is louder and the second is quiet. One where both are extremely quiet, barely there. And one where you add that tiny post-snare chatter, super quiet. A slash B them and choose the one that rolls without sounding busy. Bonus. Nudge one of your pre-snare ghosts 10 milliseconds late and listen for the pull into the snare. If it suddenly feels like the groove leans forward, you just found the pocket. Recap. Ghost notes are low velocity hits that create roll, swing, and attitude. Start with a solid 2-step. Add ghost snares before the main snares. Keep them quiet and often shorter. Use hats with velocity contrast for momentum. Add micro timing and a light groove for movement, but keep the main snare solid. Shape ghosts with EQ and light saturation so they don't clutter the mix. And arrange with variation so the groove breathes, like reedal drum and bass. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, classic jungle, jump up roller, minimal tech step, neuro-ish, I can suggest a specific 16-bar ghost note energy map, exactly where to add, where to pull back, and a hat template that matches the vibe.